The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, October 6, 2022. Cuba recalls this Thursday the 73 victims of the terrorist attack committed in 1976 on a Cubana de Aviación plane off the coast of Barbados. The mid-air explosion of the Cu-4C-55 aircraft crime of Barbados is considered one of the most brutal acts of terrorism against the Cuban Revolution by people at the service of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. A total of 57 Cubans, most of them members of the junior fencing team who were returning to their country after successfully competing in the 4th Central American and Caribbean Championship of that sport held in Caracas, 5 North Koreans and 11 Guyanese who were traveling to the island to study medicine were killed as a consequence of that explosion. Cuban-born terrorists Luis Posada Carriles and Orlando Bosch, who used Venezuelans Hernan Ricardo and Freddy Lugo to place the bombs inside the plane, orchestrated the crime in Venezuela. In 2010, Cuba established October 6 as the day of the victims of state terrorism to recall more than 3,478 Cubans who have lost their lives in this kind of crime. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez today reiterated Cuba's gratitude to the heads of state and government who expressed their support for Cuba in confronting the U.S. blockade. On his Twitter account, the Minister of Foreign Affairs referred to his recent speech at the 77th session of the UN, in which he profoundly thanked the statements of heads of state and government in this general debate and shows of solidarity towards Cuba. He also stressed that today that solidarity and support continue to be essential. Cuba will present on November 2 and 3 to the United Nations General Assembly the resolution on the need to end the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. The project will be presented for the 30th time, demanding the cessation of this policy that has affected the island for more than 60 years and currently impacts Cuban families inside and outside the country like never before. The Continental Network of Human Residents in Latin America and the Caribbean is preparing in Panama a solidarity load for families from the province of Pinal del Río, western end of Cuba, affected by Cyclone Ian. The coordinator of that group, Humberto Perez, explained to Prensa Latina that the campaign is symbolically called From Colón to La Coloma, alluding to the largest free zone in the Isthmus country and a town in the western part of the island severely impacted by tropical storm. The call is for all sectors, solidarity, religious, business, organizations, to compile various construction materials, household supplies and appliances, among others that may be necessary in these difficult times that our country is going through in the midst of an intense recovery period, he said. Perez, also president of the Martiana Association of Cuban Residents in Panama, indicated that a container is being prepared with all that cargo to distribute and that on the island it has the collaboration of the Cabildo Quisicuaba Project, a religious institution whose distinctive motto is Luz y Amor. Today, Pinal del Río needs us, and as usual, we're going to offer our unconditional support to our brothers, he stressed. And in the international agenda, we have that Brazil's Superior Electoral Court ordered that social media eliminate within 24 hours the publications with false news that currently damage former president and candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Minister Paulo da Torso Sanseverino, who set a daily fine of around $10,000 for non-compliance to TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Getter, adopted the decision. Brazil's Superior Electoral Court judge also ordered TikTok to provide cadastral data to identify the man who released a video self-defining himself as a follower of alleged satanic ideologies to try to link the presidential candidate of the Workers' Party to this kind of trend. Senator Flavio Bolsonaro, son of ultra-right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro, and supporters of the former military officer share this fake video. The Intelligence Research and Strategic Consulting Institute indicates in its study, published on Wednesday, that the PT candidate has 51% in a runoff vote and Bolsonaro, who is seeking re-election for the Liberal Party, has 43%. Meanwhile, the National Civil Police of El Salvador reported a seizure of 40 kilograms of drugs in the municipality of Cojutepeque in the department of Cuscatlan. The finding at 2 points in the area was the result of investigations by the Anti-Narcotics Division and the work of canine units, according to a press release. The first seizure was of 39 kilos of cocaine in an operation in which an individual identified as Juan Alfredo Amaya was captured, who was hiding it in his home to later distribute it throughout the municipality. The press release informed that the drugs are valued at approximately $975,000. In another action, in the same area, two individuals were arrested who were transporting half a kilo of the same substance, and the van in which they were traveling was seized. So far this year, the authorities have seized more than 6 tons of different types of narcotics at sea and in the nation's territory. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.